Now, the annual fortnight to promote the Fair Trade campaign across the UK and beyond is drawing to a close this weekend. And to tell us about the theme for this year, as well as what's been happening locally with Fair Trade, I'm joined from the Brentwood Fair Trade Steering Group by Carol Quay. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Alan.
Carol, we'll talk about what you've been getting up to as a group in a little while, including how people can get maybe a little bit more actively involved. Let's start, though, with Fair Trade Fortnight. And the main focus this year, as I've been mentioning as we've been going through the morning, is on bananas. What is the main issue with bananas, Carol?
Well, Alan, the main concern that has been voiced for some time now is that there's a sort of a price war going on between the supermarkets at the moment. You'll know that obviously some supermarkets like the Co-op and Sainsbury's and Waitrose stock all fair trade bananas, but there are some that stock a variety of different bananas. Some of them are not fair trade, and a lot of these bananas are sold loose at a very, very cheap price. And obviously that's a way of enticing customers into the shop, because they'll be attracted to that very cheap price, and then they'll buy other items, which obviously enable the store to make a profit on those other items. But what they don't know is that there's a cost to the actual farmers, the actual producers. When they buy those very, very cheap bananas, they don't realise that the actual money that goes back to the producer, the farmer, is absolutely minute. They sometimes don't get even enough to cover the cost of their production. And it's very, very worrying, because it's keeping these people below the poverty line. So they're unable to kind of really maintain themselves, their families, you know, educate their children. And it's, you know, quite a worrying thing that they're maintained in that state of poverty. So, you know, that's our concern at the moment.
Where do most of our bananas come from?
Well, most of our bananas come from, you know, the Windward Islands, the Latin American countries. I can't remember the very most important banana supplier off the top of my head, but that could be found on the Fair Trade website. If anyone wants to go on and look that up, they'll give you a lot more information.
So this is really a case, is it, of the big supermarkets in the UK having a lot of power because of their sheer size and might over the suppliers, and actually being able to dictate the very low prices, and in turn, of course, we as consumers are buying into that, literally.
Absolutely, yes, that's true. The big companies that buy up the bananas at very, very low prices, you know, they do have a monopoly, and they are able to dictate the terms, and their terms are not necessarily fair to the people that provide them.
So, Carol, what are you at Fair Trade, not only locally but nationally as well, what are you asking people to do about this?
We're asking people to do two things. One is to, when they go into the shop, over the next 2 or 3 weeks, buy only fair trade bananas. It will make an impact. Supermarkets will notice it. They'll notice that there's a glut of bananas that are not fair trade left on the shelves. So actually make a statement by doing that. Buy fair trade bananas. Also, sign a petition to the Right Honourable Dr. Vince Cable, MP, who is the Secretary of State for Business, to get him to urgently investigate the grave impact of unsustainable supermarket pricing and act to protect the millions of poor farmers and workers who grow what amounts to the UK's favourite fruit.
What's the actual wording of the petition?
Well, they're actually saying to Vince Cable that bananas are threatening farmers' futures. In the last 10 years, a bitter price war has seen the UK supermarket sector almost halve the price of loose bananas, while the cost of producing them has doubled. This is trapping many of the farmers and workers who grow them in poverty, and this cannot continue. We call on you, as Secretary of State for Business, to urgently investigate the grave impact of unsustainable supermarket pricing and act to protect the millions of poor farmers and workers who grow the UK's favourite fruit. That's actually the wording of it.
So it's quite simple and quite clear what is being asked there of Vince Cable. Has Vince Cable given any response response to this so far? I know the petition obviously hasn't actually gone in yet.
No, I'm sure it's trickling through, and I'm sure he's well aware of the concerns that are being expressed. And before long, I'm sure we will get a statement from his department.
How many people have signed so far?
I think thousands, from what I gather, really thousands. So it's growing all the time in momentum.
But obviously, the more people who do sign, it shows how much public feeling there is about this. There's a link to the petition on your website, is that right?
Yes. Please, I'm asking everybody who's listening to the programme at the moment, go onto our website, www.BrentwoodFairTrade.com.
And presumably, if people do sign the petition, I know you've got to give your name, obviously, and your email address. You're not going to be inundated with all sorts of emails.
No, and it's absolutely optional. You don't have to give your email address if you don't want to, you know, so you can just give your name. But the mere fact that you've put something down is important.
Great. Well, that's absolutely no cost at all in terms of doing that. It's literally just sort of 30 seconds of your time to go and sign that petition and support that. In terms of the other thing that Fair Trade is asking people to do, actually to buy Fair Trade bananas, and I was saying earlier actually that bananas are the most popular fruit in this country, is that right?
Apparently so, yes.
And they're very good for you, actually. They're very good for sort of feel good and sort of releasing, I don't know, all sorts of chemicals and things which sort of stimulate you. Very good. Well, obviously, most fruits are good for you. I'm not going to make a blanket statement that all fruit is good for you, because somebody will probably get in touch and say, no, this one isn't. But bananas, you know, they're great. We all love bananas. Not many people who don't like bananas.
That's right.
But we are asking people, or you're asking people, at Fair Trade to buy Fair Trade bananas, and so that the supermarkets will respond to that. What would you say to somebody though, Carol, who's listening? Let's be frank. You know, for some people, times are a bit tight, money's a bit tight. You've got shelves loads of, you know, I've been into one or two of the supermarkets. I'm not going to name names, but you've got shelf loads of bananas which are not Fair Trade, and you've really got to hunt down your Fair Trade bananas. You know, I could buy a bunch of bananas for maybe a pound. You know, you've got, I don't know, half a dozen bananas there. Or I'm looking at paying, you know, probably at least half that again for Fair Trade. Is it really going to make that difference, just me doing that?
It does make a difference. And the Fair Trade items are not necessarily that much more expensive. You know, there's a belief that they're terribly expensive. They're not necessarily. It's interesting that one of the journalists from The Guardian recently did a little bit of research, went into a supermarket, bought Fair Trade tea, coffee, cocoa, bananas, oranges, and I think another item, and looked at the equivalent price in the cheapest range in Tesco and found there was only £1.18 difference.
Really?
For all those products.
Wow.
So it just goes to show, you look carefully and you will find that Fair Trade doesn't have to be exorbitant.
And I guess as more people buy Fair Trade and it's sort of a bulk issue, then the price probably comes down anyway.
Yes, with all these things, you know, and yet you know that the farmers are getting a genuine fair amount of money that is guaranteed all the time, no matter how the market fluctuates. And on top of that, the premium that is so important that goes to their cooperatives, that they can decide democratically how to spend for the community.
I guess it's a little bit like paying tax, isn't it? Dare I mention it, but you know, some people maybe think, well, if they can, you know, I don't know, pay cash for something, save the VAT or something, they think, well, in the scheme of things, is that going to make any difference to, you know, to the national coffers? But you know, the health service has to be paid for, all the services we use, and it's the same thing really. As individuals, we obviously, you know, we're all part of society, whether on a national scale or internationally, and we have a responsibility there. That's quite encouraging what you said about that shopping basket of a whole range of Fair Trade goods not being that much more expensive.
Exactly.
So not really any excuse not to buy Fair Trade, is there? Look, Carol, we do need to take a break there, but do stick around and tell us what you've been up to generally as a local group with Fair Trade. What Brentwood's first Fair Trade school, Holly Trees, have been up to. I know they're very active in the campaign. Also keen to find out other ways that people can get involved as well. Carol, you were telling us before the break about the theme for this year of Fair Trade Fortnight, to make bananas fair. And there's one person in particular who's involved, who's sort of heading up the campaign, I believe.
Yes, that's right. His name is Foncho, a banana farmer from Colombia, which is part of a Fair Trade certified cooperative called Cuba Frio, I believe it is, if I pronounced it correctly. Well, life was a struggle for Foncho. You know, at one time it was very, very hard for him to sort of maintain his family, to, you know, sort of educate them, feed them properly. But now that he is a fair trade farmer, he receives a fair price for his bananas and can afford to care for his family, send his daughter to college, you know, and provide for them in the way that, you know, you and I would love to provide for our families and take it for granted. Foncho wants to help all banana farmers and workers to get a fair deal for their produce and to come. He's been actually to the UK during Fair Trade Fortnight to promote this campaign. I guess he's gone back by now, but he's really been a very important feature of this campaign.
And as part of Fair Trade Fortnight, I know last week you had an event that we were promoting on the events guide, involving one or two speakers as well.
That's right, yes. The United Reformed Church in Brentwood very kindly hosted this event, you know, allowed us to use their premises. And we're very grateful to all the people that took part in it. And if I could just quickly say thank you to them, the mayor, Councillor Madeleine Henwood for attending and opening the event, Holly Tree School, the first primary school in Brentwood to become a fair trade school, who performed, you know, brilliantly, Brentwood Council for promoting the event, the body shop, the theatre, Chantel, who owns Hair by Chantel, Bennett's Funeral Directors, who let us put up a wonderful display in their window, Hutton Shenfield and Pilgrim's Hatch Co-op, Marks and Spencer, and of course Phoenix FM radio station, and many others as well. Everyone who supported us, you know,
really quite event. A big thing, and it is down to you as a local group. So I know that you're quite small in number, but you really have achieved an awful lot, because there's a lot of businesses locally, including us at Phoenix, and thanks for mentioning us, who are getting behind fair trade. So it's really becoming quite a force in the local area, isn't it?
It is. A little while ago, Brentwood Bells WI, they became a full fair trade WI, and it was magnificent. They've done so much work to promote fair trade and support it. They use only fair trade beverages. They had we went along to a meeting. They had a speaker from Divine Chocolate, which is a fair trade chocolate, and that was great. And we had during our event, we had a couple of wonderful speakers. One of them, Sue Bentley from the Fair Trade Foundation, and also we had a speaker from the Tradecraft, who supply fair trade products. And you know, all of that is so important to put the word around, to enable people to see how much fair trade produce there is available to purchase.
You mentioned Holly Tree's Primary taking part in the event that you had last week. They are the first official fair trade school in the Brentwood borough. Presumably you're looking for other schools to take up the mantle as well, because I know fair trade, they really just sort of educate the children about what fair trade means, doing various things, you know, such as taking part in last week's events. You're looking for more to join Holly Trees, presumably?
Absolutely, we'd love that to happen. We know that all the schools in the Brentwood area are very, very sort of committed to a number of projects. You know, they all have their own sort of commitments, and they're very aware of green issues, ecological, environmental issues, and, you know, support these things and also support other, you know, campaigns and causes. But fair trade sort of touches upon everything in life, really, and we'd love them to find out more about it and consider how they could become maybe a fair trade school. It's not that arduous. There are three steps that they can take, and they can find out more about it by going onto the fair trade website, fairtrade.org.uk.
As you're saying there, Carol, it's wider than just educating about fair trade. I mean, I guess it's good for the children in a much wider sense, sort of learning about fair trade and what it means in terms of things like understanding the importance of treating other people fairly. fairly, you know, even if you don't know them, even if they're thousands of miles away. So it's bigger than just, you know, a single issue, isn't it?
It definitely is. It makes them aware of a lot of different things, you know. I mean, even the fact that fair trade producers are encouraged not to use harmful pesticides in the environment, to be more attentive to health and safety issues, so they're not exposing themselves and their family to harmful chemicals and working practices. And I think children relate so well to other children in the developing world, and they would love to see their schools sort of fitted out and to be able to, you know, sort of know that they were getting a chance at a decent education and to lead a healthy life with, you know, food in their stomachs every day.
Not just the children who can get actively involved, though, is it? Because you've got your local group going, as I was saying. What sorts of things do you get up to as a local fair trade group?
We try and promote fair trade at every opportunity. And if there are events going on, we really try very hard to sort of be involved, have a stall, hand out leaflets, get people to sample fair trade products. We're quite happy to go along and talk to community groups if they want to get in contact with us. And we've got a big link through Twitter now. We have our own website, which is great. You know, if people visit it, they can see what we've been up to. And it might sort of encourage especially young people to want to come on board as a volunteer. Again, we don't ask very much in terms of time and commitment, and it's a great deal of fun, and we really do need young people to come in and give us their ideas and enthusiasm.
And the more people you have joining the group, the more influence you'll have locally, and basically making a better world for everybody.
Yes, yes indeed.
Great. Well, you got your website. That's nice and easy. BrentwoodFairTrade.com. So that's nice and easy to find. Also, Twitter. Your Twitter handle is quite easy as well. At BWD Fair Trade. You're on Facebook as well, I think.
That's right. Yes.
So no excuse not to get hold of you.
That's absolutely right.
Brilliant stuff, and Carol just handing me a very colourful little card there. That's absolutely great. I love that. Who designed
it? It's wonderful. It's one of our team members, Sarah, and she designed that. It's brilliant, isn't it?
I love that. I'm going to put that up on my show page a little bit later on.
Oh, please do.
So everybody can see that beautiful little business card of a sort of a scene of Brentwood. I'm not even going to begin to describe it because I wouldn't do it justice. Carol, we do need to leave it before there, but just before you go, do remind us in a sentence or maybe two sentences why people should buy only fair trade bananas and why they should sign this petition to Vince Cable.
Please do buy only fair trade bananas, especially during the next few weeks. Really make it a kind of a personal campaign to do that. It will make a difference. It will make the supermarket sit up and think and begin to realise that everyone is concerned, genuinely concerned, that people in the developing world should get a fair price for the produce that they send over here to us to enjoy.
And a link to the petition is on your website.
Absolutely.
Carol, thank you so much for popping in this morning.
Thank you, Alan.